And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
And tonight we are worldwide on our webcast. If you'd like to join us and actually watch us do the show, you can join us via the webcast by going to www.philhendryshow.com and finding out how you can get in on our webcast tonight that is seen in 96 countries and on Armed Forces Radio. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Joining me is Mr. Vernon Dozier, and we continue tonight our discussion of the immigration protests, the immigration demonstrations, and the issues surrounding the explosive issue of immigration, the sub-issues, I guess. Mr. Dozier, I know you were a high school teacher in Glendale, California, at a private high school, and you have been dealing with this with your students, and we thank you for joining us tonight.
My pleasure, and I wanted to also say to you, Phil, that I appreciate the forum to sort of get a side of this discussion out that has not gotten out.
All right, now you say that you are pretty conservative.
I'm very conservative, yes, sir. I'm very, very conservative.
Would that mean that you're conservative on the question of immigration?
I am very, very conservative on the question of immigration, to answer your question. But I'm also a teacher, Phil, and I have a great many Hispanic students. I have a great many students who are children of families that have arrived in this country recently. And for a teacher such as myself, it is difficult to find a balance between being a teacher and having a compassion for your students. And yet, at the same time, you look into these kids' faces and you see the face of what I call the uninvited. You see the face of what I call the intruder. I heard Duke Frangelli say something on his radio show the other night. And he asked the question, he said, why do we even need Mexico? Well, they can't take care of their people. They can't provide any kind of service. They barely have a country. If it's a matter of letting Mexicans just come into this country, well, then why do we even need a country called Mexico, you see?
All right, but what I'm saying is you got into a little bit of a contretemps today because, tomorrow's April Fool's, right?
Well, tomorrow is April Fool, and traditionally I enjoy April Fool's. My students enjoy April Fool's Day. One of the things we're losing in our country are the traditions that we have. We've lost a lot of our values, and one of them is the values of April Fool's and the things that April Fool's Day has traditionally taught us. I did what I did, and I know you read the article.
You were quoted as saying you're under a tremendous amount of pressure, given the fact that as a school teacher, you want to have compassion for your Hispanic students, but on the other side of the coin, you do not like this immigration. You're very, very conservative.
That is correct, yes. And I would have hoped the school administration would have at least heard me out.
Well, tell me what happened this morning in relation to the people that you were confronting.
Well, Phil, to tell you, you have to, I hope your audience will listen to me. I have a friend who works in the administration building for Los Angeles County. He gave me access to a Los Angeles County sheriff uniform. I wanted to do some kind of an April Fool joke that would alleviate the pressure and would alleviate, let me just express myself so I don't have to come into my classroom and look at my Hispanic students and dislike them. I don't want to dislike my kids.
All right, I understand that. So this is an April Fool's joke that you did today, though, that played out rather badly.
Well, I don't think so. What I did was, my friend gave me access to a Los Angeles County Sheriff uniform. I dressed in this uniform. I drove into the Los Angeles area around the Central Market near the transportation area, the rail yards. And I found a group of these day laborers, Mexicans, that were waiting for day labor. And I identified myself to them as La Migre, which is what they call immigration. And I have to tell you, it was one of those moments where you just feel, you know, you have a little bit of fun because they looked like they were going to, as the saying goes, they looked like they were going to drop a deep golden brown brick. And
all right, so as an April Fool's joke, you drove up to Mexican day laborers and said, I'm La Migre, I'm immigration.
That is correct. recognize some people don't like it, but it is April Fool's. It's an American tradition. I'm under a lot of pressure.
All right, but Mr. Dozier, if you drive up to a group of Mexican day laborers and say, I'm immigration, it's one thing, but you stepped out of your car and threw a couple of them up against the car?
No. What I did was, and I told him it's April Fool's Day, I said, get up. You know, I grabbed one guy by the shirt, and I pushed him up against the car. And I said, get up, get him on the hood. And I got two or three of them to spread their legs and put their hands on the hood. And that's when I said, you know what, it's April Fool. And just to give you an idea, these people didn't know what I was talking about, which I think is also a very sad commentary on where our country's going. I said, April Fool, to these three people who want to work in my country, and they want to send their money home to their families, and yet they don't have the common decency to know what April Fool's Day is. So these were the things that, and what happened was...
Well, you were confronted by the school administration?
No, I was actually followed by a Los Angeles police officer who pulled me over and asked, what are you doing in that uniform? I said, I was just, it's an April Fool's joke. Now, he let me go. But this got back to the school by way of Bill Cafferty, who you talked to.
All right, I'm with Vernon Dozier. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Dozier is a high school teacher who has said, and you said in the press today, that you're under a lot of pressure. You are very conservative. You're anti-immigration, and yet you have Hispanic students. And as a way of venting that pressure, you dressed up as a Los Angeles County sheriff today and went out and found some day laborers who you thought were Mexican nationals here illegally?
Well, I don't think there's much. Mr. Henry, if you see a group of Mexican day laborers standing under a tree or out in a parking lot, I guarantee they're illegal. You know, it's...
It's not necessarily the case, but...
Well, no, come on. I mean, if they were legal, they wouldn't be standing out under a fruit tree waiting for some guy to let him get in the back of his pickup truck. So I drove up to them, yeah.
All right, you drove up to these men and you said, La Migre, you had on an L.A. County sheriff uniform.
Yeah, and...
And you pushed a few of them up against the car and told them to spread their arms and their legs.
That is correct, yes. Now, what was said in the newspaper and what was said to me by Dr. Earle this morning when I had my meeting with him was that I scared these people. And I said, boy, that tears it, because here we have a group of people who are here illegally. And I'd like to underline that word because it seems we've forgotten what it means. Illegally. And all I did was visit a little fear on them. That compared to what they're doing to me when I got to look at their kids. Now, I would challenge anybody in your audience to tell me that I was wrong to have a little bit of fun so that I can walk into that school, look at some of those people's kids, and not see them as an alien race that has invaded the body politic of my country, is alien in their presentation, strange in the habits that they have.
Well, that all may be true, but these people have been here for so many years, and business has used them for so many years, that they're now absolutely necessary to the operation of business, at least in places like California and Texas.
Well, that's not necessarily true, because let me ask you, when's the last time you were asked to go out and pick lettuce? See, the problem is, these people just come in, pick my lettuce, and this is going to be something I'm going to eat. And I think I'd like to have a choice as to who's going to put their hands on the lettuce that I'm going to put into my bowl and eat. But I'm not given that choice.
But you are a teacher.
I am a teacher, yes, sir.
And as a teacher, you owe it to your children, your students, to have compassion.
You are absolutely right, Mr. Rennie. There's no doubt. And that's why I had to do what I did, because I want to walk into that classroom, and I don't want to feel like I'm a coyote, you know, like I want to just load them all into a truck and let it sit in the sun. I want to feel...
Do you have a hard time loving your Hispanic students?
I never have a hard time loving my kids. I have a hard time understanding them.
And by doing this April Fool's joke, it helped you?
It helped me until I got this cop. Boy, this, excuse my language, but this dumb, stupid... Boy, I'll tell you something, Phil, and I got... God bless, but there's nothing dumber than a cop, and I mean this.
Okay, but you're a history teacher.
I understand that, Phil, but is there anything dumber on this earth than a cop? And here comes LAPD, pulls me over. What are you doing? This, that? Why are you in this uniform? I said, you know what? It's called April Fool's Day, okay? So why don't you go oink off to, whatever donut shop?
pretty rough words, sir, for a teacher setting an example for kids, though.
I would agree with that to a point, but all I was trying to do was let off a little steam.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the voice of a high school teacher. I mean, this is pretty interesting that the immigration problem would affect people on such an emotional level, especially a teacher who has a lot of Hispanic students in his class. As he says, he doesn't want to come into his class and look at what he calls the faces of the uninvited or the alien race. He needs to let off some pressure, so he went out today dressed in a Los Angeles County sheriff uniform as part of an April Fool's gag, went down to an area of Los Angeles near the Central Market and the rail yards, saw some Hispanic day laborers, confronted two of them, identified himself as Le Migre. Now, you got to understand, that is a hated and feared word in the Hispanic community. La Migre means immigration. Grabbed two of them, threw them up against the car, put their hands, spread their legs, and then said, April Fools. He was stopped by a Los Angeles County police officer, was let go, and has been confronted since by the school administration. Is there pressure building, and is this a good way to let it go? Is April Fools endangered by the, the transnationalism and transculturalism that's going on? 1-800-449-8686. Folks, this is our webcast night. You can join us at www.philhenryshow.com. And watch as well as listen and learn on The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Get in there and make me some bean dip.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And the other things, too.
All right, well, we're going to talk about all of that. Mr. Vernon Dozier joins me on The Phil Hendry Show. Mr. Dozier is, like many Americans, a working man. He's a school teacher, a high school teacher. What do you teach, sir?
I teach history, Phil. I also teach our social science and health classes, as well as coach our varsity football team. So I wear a lot of hats, and I see a lot of students. And when I say I see a lot of students, I see a lot of Mexican students or Hispanic students. And I love my students, but I also know that a lot of them are the sons and daughters of these illegals that are here. And I just want to know, when is it okay for me to be angry about that, or am I not allowed to be angry about it?
No, I don't think anybody's saying you can't be angry about it. I think you acting out with this April Fool.
Well, April Fool is an American tradition that is endangered by this. We can't do anything in this country anymore without upsetting somebody who wasn't even born here. Now, if I can't go out and do an April Fool joke...
Well, the April Fool joke that you did was you dressed in a Los Angeles County sheriff uniform, you went out, roughed up some day laborers and said you were La Migre, and...
All right, I roughed them up. I mean, what I did was I pushed a couple of them up against a car, told them to spread their legs, and then I said, April Fool, and it gave me a great deal of satisfaction. And
what gives you the satisfaction? Putting fear into them?
No, that didn't give me the satisfaction, no. That's what you're getting wrong. What gave me the satisfaction was to see the look on their faces when they realized, you know, what a couple of jackasses they looked like. They realized they were a horse's end for believing me.
And so you embarrassed them.
Yes, exactly. I didn't want to put fear into them. I wanted them to feel like utter horse asses because some guy in a sheriff's uniform, and by the way, guess what I was driving, Phil?
What?
I was driving like a Dodge Neon. When's the last time you saw an L.A. County sheriff pull up in a little purple car? I mean, this is the thing that just made me laugh, and I can't even have a laugh without getting dragged in front of this principal and being told, well, I scared six shades of you-know-what out of some Mexican wearing a baseball hat who was waiting around for some guy to hire him to put new frames in his windows.
All right, 1-800, it's hard to believe, sir, that you get along with your students as well as you do when you have these attitudes that are almost...
I don't have any attitudes, Phil. What I have is an attitude of great regret for our country.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Liz on The Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Liz.
Oh, hey, sorry. Is this, for real, or is this an April Fool's joke in itself?
Yeah, what about that, sir?
I beg your pardon?
What about that? Are you putting us on?
This whole scenario really hard for me to believe.
You can call. Well, I don't care what the lady believes or not. I'm just here to try to defend myself because I was and have been 15-year veteran of that school. And
Belmar and the schools in that area, okay, with the teachers union. It's not like you're going to lose your job, but if you are doing things outside off of campus, all right.
Look at there are teachers that are getting into trouble for far more serious things, Mr. Henry, than an April Fool's gag. There are teachers that are having sex with their students. There are teachers that are using drugs.
That doesn't mean that you're in the right, though. I mean, you can't compare that. That's two completely different playing fields.
What is two completely different? Are you trying to tell me that an April Fool's gag I pulled on some day laborers is the same as having sex with a student?
Sir, with all due respect, I'm 23 years old. I'm a third generation Hispanic, and I am way more American than you're acting right now.
Whatever that means. I'm telling you that I resent looking at my students, who I love very much, but knowing that they come from families.
This has got to be a joke. This has got to be a joke.
You know what I find, Mr. Henry, you know what I find interesting? That an outraged American is so unusual for this young lady that it's got to be a joke. She thinks everybody's got to go along with the way she sees things.
Because you're a racist.
No, ma'am. I am a racist is someone who doesn't like a race. I'm a person that just doesn't like illegal immigration. Do you know the difference, or did you go to school?
Do you know for a fact that every single one of those does not have a visa?
Why are we having so many protests about illegal immigration if every single one of them's got a visa?
I'm not saying every single one of them does, but why are we having protests when there's hundreds of thousands of Americans that are protesting that are in fact citizens? Why don't you tell me that, sir?
Wait a minute. All those people that are out in the street are undocumented Mexicans.
I'm not talking about that.
And
I'm saying, what about the every single American that's protesting that's a citizen? Are they in the wrong, too, then, apparently?
There are no citizens protesting. All you see are Mexicans. Show me one white man that's out there.
I'll show you the front page of our paper.
Yeah, show me a white man.
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying that there's not one Anglo?
I have looked at the front of the L.A. Times. I have seen the pictures.
You're a teacher?
I have seen the Drudge Report. Ma'am, you show me a white man. And I'll show you a dumbass, because there is no...
Wait a minute. You can't say there's no white, Anglo, or European, or whatever you want to call it, people protesting the immigration policy.
Or American citizen, for that matter.
So, in other words, you're telling me that these people are saying, yeah, please, let's more millions of Mexicans pour in here.
You're telling me that every single person protesting is an illegal immigrant.
I'm just trying to tell you, I don't see any sense in an American wanting to have more of them pour over
the
border.
You take that back. You do admit that there are American citizens.
No, I said it.
People
wait
too.
A minute. Apparently you don't hear. I said it doesn't make any sense. Now, I love my students.
Just a minute ago, you point out one white person.
Go ahead, point one out.
Protesting.
Go ahead, point
and
one
now
out.
You're telling me, oh, well, you know, I can't see why Americans would, because you know for a fact that what you're saying is complete. I can't say anything about
it. No, you don't even know what I'm saying, because you've got it all screwed up, but that's okay. You sound like one of my students.
The point I'm trying to make, Mr. Henry, your students are way smarter than you are, sir.
No, they're not. Believe me. When you come to school wearing your dad's cowboy boots, Mr. Henry, I'm simply saying to you that to let off a little pressure, I put on a cop uniform and I pushed a couple of these guys in ball caps around today. And now all of a sudden, I'm Hitler. To me, that's not my country.
Well, you talked about the values of April Fool's Day.
April Fool's Day is a traditional American holiday. And now I'm not even allowed to have some kicks at the expense of a couple of guys. For all I know, they're wet. They are as wet as the day they were born. And they are standing there, and
so they're wet. I mean,
well, what did I do? All I did was shake them up a little bit.
All right, Liz, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. I guess we'll have to take a break here. We're talking with Mr. Vernon Dozier.
Can I just make one more point?
Yeah.
Look, all I did was embarrass a couple of guys who are wet, and right off, you know, I'm telling you, they are right out of the agave patch.
And what does this mean, they're wet and right off the agave patch?
What I'm saying is they just waded right across El Grande, okay? Now, all I did was I say, all right, get up against the car. And as soon as I saw that they were really scared, I went, April Fools. And for that, I got my rear end in a sling. Man, I'll tell you, it hurts. It hurts bad. Oh, I know this song.
Yes, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier on the immigration controversy in the United States. Quite hot, man. He dressed up as a cop and tried to shake up some day laborers today. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I am certainly hopeful that that music we are playing tonight here on our webcast night is not something that we get used to, or is something that will begin to identify our program, because when I hear it, I think it's fun, but when I hear it too often, I get angry, and when I get angry, bad things happen. Good evening. This is the Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Mr. Vernon Dozier, sir. You wanted to play something for me.
Yeah, let me hit the button here, Phil. Here it is here. If you can hear it, can you hear this?
I'm listening to, like, a restaurant.
No, that's not it. But hold on. All right, you hear that?
Yeah, it sounds like a cow or a...
That's a sheep. That, Phil, are the sound effects. It's an audiovisual tape that I've got from our audiovisual disc I got from our audiovisual department at school. That is the sound of the workplace of your average Mexican who is here illegally. Great. Let him hear that all day long. Why is he hearing the sound of traffic and cities? Because he's in the city protesting the fact that he's not allowed to be here without a driver's license, without a visa, without a passport. In fact, without any legal standing at all. He can just drive around, go into stores, buy himself a pack of gum, get himself some chewing tobacco. And yet, when I get angry about that, I want a little pressure off, so I go and I pretend like I'm La Migre, and I go up to him and I go, hey, wet. Hey, you wet? These are the things that I do.
What did you say to those men?
Who is that?
The men that you hassled this morning, the day laborers down in Los Angeles?
I went over to the gentleman and I said, La Migre. I said, habla inglés, and they were like, shrug their shoulder. They're always going to pretend like they don't when they see a badge. I said, I bet every last one of you are wet. I said, let's get on the car. So get on the car, spread your legs. Now, all three of them did it, and I could see they're scared, and that's when I backed up, and I said, guess what, April Fool. And I said, and then I said, I bet you feel like the horse's end, don't you? And they looked at me like I was, you know, lower than dirt, because that's how they look at us.
All right, 1-800, I guess I just, I don't see the...
Well, it was an April Fool gag. If you don't get it, Jesus.
Yeah, I do get it, man, but it scares people. 1-800-449-8686. Stefania, go ahead, Stefania, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, sir, this man who's claiming to be a teacher, that claims that he is concerned, claims all these different things, that
yes,
he's an American,
ma'am,
all these things,
sir,
you are ignorant.
I am an American.
You are hypocritical, and you are a racist.
Well, you'll have
hate.
To tell me why. You have
and
to explain
you
why.
You want to know why? Okay,
yeah,
I'm 17
if you can,
years old, and
if
I have
you
more
know
knowledge.
How to explain why, tell
I have
me
more
why.
Knowledge in my
no,
mind
you have
than
to
you will
explain.
Ever have in your lifetime.
Prove it.
And you know what?
Prove it.
What you're saying
prove
upsets
it.
Me because I am Mexican-American, and all those people that you view as being, you know, low in society and
right.
not helping our economy.
What do you care?
Well,
you come
all
from
those
America.
People, when you look at those people, you associate them with me. I was born in this country.
No, I don't.
I have my citizenship.
You were born in this
I
country.
I was born in this country.
I
yes.
think I'm only thinking of the ones that were born in Mexico. I'm not talking about you.
Well, that doesn't matter. When those people
oh,
are reflecting
so
my culture.
So you're racist against me.
Oh, no.
What
yes.
does that mean? How's
you're,
she a racist?
You're racist. You're
no, you're a racist.
No
you hate
educated
me because,
person.
You hate me because I'm a white man.
No, I don't hate
yes,
you.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you
in fact,
do.
You know what?
No, you associate me.
You add fuel to my fire.
You add fuel to my fire.
Your when attitude. Hold on.
Folks, hold on. Mr. Dozier, do you want some understanding on this?
What I find interesting, Mr. Hendry, is I can see your knee-jerk reaction is to defend this young lady. And
No. I just want to know, do you want some clarity and discussion on this?
Yeah, but I'm not talking to her. She's an American. I'm talking about the ones that come over that are wet.
You're unbelievable. You
what are you
are
laughing
unbelievable.
At? You know what I'm talking about, illegal immigrants.
No, that's unbelievable. That's like asking somebody, are you hooded? Are you part of the KKK? Because the words that are coming out of your mouth
what?
Exhibit all of that type of behavior
what are
you that
people
carry out.
You know what? You know what?
What
you should do is spend less time.
Like
you should spend less time spraying things on walls.
Oh, I don't say anything on Wall
Street. Okay,
sir.
Now wait
a matter
minute.
Of fact,
wait a minute.
I'm going to go to college and study to be a biomedical engineer, and I have my acceptance letter, so there's nothing that you can tell me.
What school?
Drexel University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Toilet.
Well, what does that mean?
It's a toilet, I'm telling you right now. I don't hear her saying it.
Drexel? Drexel's in Philly. It's a.
I know it's in Philly. So what? So are the Pirates.
The Pirates are in Pittsburgh.
Bullcrap.
You are ignorant.
The Pittsburgh
How can you sit
Pirates.
On this show and
that's
say that you
crap.
Care about these students and that you love them? That's so hypocritical. You don't.
Ma'am, I do.
How do you know
students.
That one of those men that you supposedly played a prank on wasn't one of their fathers?
That's exactly my point. No, that was exactly my point, because I don't want to hate my students, but by God, the people that brought them here should have known better.
And so what are they taking away from you? That's what I want to know. Are they taking your job away? I don't
Number
see
one,
you
if
standing
one of them
on a corner
me,
waiting
if one
to build somebody's
me,
house
if
or somebody's
hits,
yard
if,
or taking
Hold on, hold on. Can I answer your question? If one of them runs me over in a traffic accident, doesn't have insurance,
you
guess what he does? He just skedaddles
deserve,
right back.
You know what you deserve?
I got hit
you
by
deserve
one of them
to cross
once.
The border and go into Mexico
I got hit
and let
by
these
one
people
of them
take
once.
Care of you.
Hold on for a minute. I got hit by one of them once. They didn't have insurance. Guess who paid for it? Me.
Oh, and that's not the only people. They're not the only people that don't have insurance. They're
See,
people that are born
don't have
in this
an answer for that. I knew
they live on
I
welfare.
Knew she wouldn't have
they
an answer for that. 3 points. Oh, so now you don't like black people. So now you're dumping on black folks.
I'm not dumping anything
Ooh.
On black people. They,
3 points.
Vernon
Dozier. Vernon Dozier at the buzzer.
You are automatically assuming that all black people are on welfare.
Time out now for chunky peanut butter.
Oh, you see?
Look
how
at,
can you say that you're
see,
not racist?
I brought up. You're the racist. You brought up folks on welfare.
No, because
yeah.
you're telling me that
you
Mexican
said you don't like the Negro
are the only people that don't have insurance.
No, I'm just asking you. What am I supposed to do when I? What was I supposed to do when that guy hit me? Go ahead, answer that one.
I just want to let you know.
No, you have no answer for me.
You
want to know why? Score it. Score it. 3 points right over your head.
I'm just gonna...
I went up to the fifth floor and left you at the fourth.
Okay, well, you say that you don't like illegal immigrants. Well, why are you only focusing on Mexicans?
Why don't you answer my question?
There are people that come from all countries, all over the world.
When one of these baseball cap wearing guys hit me the other day in my car, who was supposed to pay for that?
You probably deserved it. You probably deserved it for all the things
that
are
coming out of your mouth. This is the college student. Now she just comes up with, you probably deserved it. That's
you did. You probably deserved it for all of the things that you're saying.
So you're
going to
be cleaning people's teeth.
And for the fact that you said that no white people were protesting.
Lady,
I live in Houston,
Texas. It's illegal not
to
have insurance in the state of California. When that guy hit me, I got to pay for it. He's an illegal immigrant, okay? And you're going to be a dental hygienist? God help the kid that opens his mouth.
No, I'm not going to be a dental hygienist. I'm going to be a biomedical engineer.
Well, whatever that is, whatever.
Exactly.
You do.
How can you?
I don't think you know what it is.
I know what
no,
it is.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't even know what insurance rules are and all that,
as a matter
all that
of fact,
nonsense.
I work for an insurance
all right.
company, so don't
Look.
I work for State Farm Insurance.
Yeah. And
okay,
how many,
I'm an
okay then you ought to know.
State
how many Mexicans run people over every day?
Wait a minute.
I'm asking the lady. This is something she ought to know. How many Mexicans run over guys every day? Probably thousands. Who pays? I do.
That's
I pay for
ridiculous.
All of it.
That's no, ridiculous.
Ma'am. Well, you know it. See, you're embarrassed. You don't want to talk about
I'm
it because you know what I'm saying
I'm not
is true.
Embarrassed of anything. I'm proud of
I
who
asked
I
you
am.
A question.
You,
I'm going to ask you again.
About what
Who's
you are.
Supposed to pay for it when the Mexican runs a man down?
What does it matter?
I'm asking you a question.
Well, I'm just. I'm,
who
can
pays
I ask
for
you a question? You say that
when
you're
the illegal,
right? Is it not true
when
that this
illegal,
country is an immigrant country? Nobody
when,
here
It doesn't mean I
got to
pay for your mistakes.
Everybody's roots are traced to different
it don't
countries
mean
all over
that
the world.
I got
to
pay for your mistakes. If you
pay
run a man
mistakes.
Down.
Pay for my mistakes.
Who,
and you work at a private
for,
school? You work at a private school, you said?
I do work
school?
At a private school.
And
that gets me further
school,
away from you.
Does it teach
Look,
Christianity or Catholicism?
Can we...
Is it... What did you say?
You teach at a private school. I'm assuming that there's a religious study there. If it's a private school, it's not a public school.
No, we don't teach religion there. We have found that religion only turns people dumb.
Oh,
for instance,
dumb.
In Mexico, there's a lot of Catholics, and there's a whole lot of dumb. So what we
oh,
do
and,
is we...
And
okay,
what kind of statement
now,
is that?
Well, no, it's true.
Well,
you
might
so,
as well
I mean,
call
you know,
America dumb because America
America's
is based
dumb.
On Christianity.
Hey, let me tell you something. We came
our,
up with the A-bomb.
Our founding fathers founded this nation on the basis of their Christianity.
All you need to know about America is we invented the A-bomb. And let me tell you what, oh, man, would I love to use it on.
Wait a minute, man. Can we get back to reality here for a minute?
Mr. Henry, this woman can't answer the question, would a Mexican run a man down who pays? She can't answer it. You want to know why?
Well,
it's an embarrassing.
If somebody doesn't have insurance, nobody
yeah.
pays.
So
if somebody doesn't have insurance and they hit somebody, they don't pay for it because
right.
they don't have insurance.
And your Mexican doesn't have insurance. That was a song that was written 4 years ago by a great man named Johnny Cash. It was, when a Mexican run a man down, who pays?
Well, you know what? Johnny
like
Cash
this.
Is dead.
When a Mexican run a man down, who pays? Oh, when the Mexican run a man down, who pay? Late last night, saw a Mexican run. I feel good. How about you? You know, it kind of goes like that.
And, like
is this guy nuts?
What do you
yes,
mean, am I nuts?
He's ridiculous. He's out of his mind.
Late last
know,
night, run a Mexican
all over
down.
America look stupid.
I'm making everybody all over America lick who?
Look stupid. Are you listening to her?
I'm trying not to. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Well, a Mexican run a man down.
As a matter of fact, where did you get your education so I can let all my friends know to never attend a university like that? Because
okay.
I didn't teach you
Let anything. Your friends know never to go to this university, Harvard.
Well, they obviously didn't teach you anything.
Well, your friends aren't going there, so that's...
That's not true. I have...
You just said you're going to tell your friends not to go there.
All right. All right. Folks, this is degenerated. With all due respect, this degenerated into a childish...
What's childish about it?
When a Mexican run a man down who pay by Johnny Cash, that's never been a song like that. What a...
Yeah, he can't say
You know
anything.
What I'm saying? Is it Stefania?
My name is Stefania Carolina Vega Royster, and I was born here in
Beautiful
America,
name.
And I'm proud of being Mexican-American.
Can I ask you something? If you're proud of being in America, can you maybe shorten your name down to something like Stephanie Smith? I mean, Jesus, hey.
I'm not ashamed of my name. I'm proud that I have a Hispanic last name. I'm proud
it's
that
a
when
beautiful
people see
name.
My name, they accept, associate with me of the Hispanic community.
It is a lovely name.
Thank you.
It's a lovely name. 1-800, thank you very much. 1-800.
Oh, yeah, sure. So she's got a name. You know what the original name of L.A. is? Los Angeles, a la patada, but that goes on forever. Just give it to me quick.
Yeah.
That's what I said in jail. And
okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, making pot brownies. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, hold on. I got to get to some calls here. We've had Amy hanging on the line very patiently. Amy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I just have to say that I am white, and I live in Kansas, where everybody here practically is white. So that I hope he'll let me speak long enough to actually finish
ma'am,
my sentences.
Ma'am, I haven't said a thing. I haven't said a thing, ma'am.
Be quiet.
I haven't said a thing, ma'am.
I'm
just
am
saying, do you recognize this
I
sound?
I am not a history teacher, unlike you. I teach English,
yes,
and
ma'am.
There has been a large influx of Hispanic students that I've seen as the years that I've teaching has gone on.
Yeah, but nothing like out
and
here.
I have, and be quiet. And,
ma'am, don't talk to me like
so
that.
So I have
I'll
noticed
come through the phone.
That at this
whoa,
point
whoa,
in time,
let's
there
be
are
careful.
More Hispanic students.
I'm telling you, I'll come through the phone on her.
At
I'm telling you to be
point,
to be a gentleman.
Not a child.
Go ahead, Amy.
Is that all right? Okay.
Ma'am, don't
so
tell me to shut
I
up.
Have noticed a large amount of kids
I bet you
coming
recognize
in that
this
are Hispanic.
Sound.
And I'll admit, at the first, it was daunting to see so many kids that I didn't have never had any experience with. But I am also a person who, while I didn't teach history, I know a lot about history. And as you said so childishly earlier, Los Angeles, it's this whole country. Her last name is Gozer. Is that German?
Can
is
we
it,
not do the... I'm sorry, Amy. I got to interrupt you, Amy. Stop with the animal sound effects.
I asked the lady if she recognized those sounds.
Why?
Because she's in Kansas.
What difference does it make? Go ahead, Amy.
So, your last name is Dozier. Is it German? How long have your parents been here? Are you second or are you a third? I am proud to say that I'm a third immigrant.
Oh, I'm
My
supposed to take your word for that, of course.
My immigrants here
yeah, sure.
from England.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
I'm supposed, what am I supposed to take your word for
make?
That?
Because I don't care if you take my word for it or
well,
not.
Well, because it, making yourself
so,
sound like you got deeper roots means makes you right. I don't get it.
No. What I'm saying is that I didn't get here. I was here when this country started and formed. You
no
weren't
kid.
Here when this country started and formed.
Yes, I was.
Hispanics were. We bought this country from them. They started it.
Yeah, and they were dumb enough to sell it.
Here. And
they
you
were
know
dumb
what?
Enough to
they
sell
were
it.
Here before the line started.
They were
they
dumb
were
enough
here
to sell it.
Before you, before me, before your parents.
And they sat down and they made a deal with us.
They
and they told us, tell you what, you guys
longer.
Can have the Rio Grande, we'll take down here. We supported Benito, what's his ass? Who's the guy, Phil? Mr. Juarez, okay? Juarez. Lincoln supported Juarez. How did he repay Lincoln? Hired John Wilkes Booth to blow his brains clean into Mary's lap.
Wait a freaking minute! Are you accusing a former president of Mexico of killing President Lincoln?
Make a hell of a movie script, I'll tell you that.
Are you accusing a former president of Mexico of assassinating or having a hand in the assassination of Lincoln?
Benito Juarez wanted us to engage troops in Mexico, and Lincoln wouldn't do it. He gave him guns, but wouldn't send troops. I think Juarez sent up some friend of his, a guy named Booth. Yeah, right. I bet you it was more like Boothadio or Boothez.
Are you serious?
serious?
This
are
guy's
you a real
high.
Human
Why don't you hold on for a minute, Amy? Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
That's right. Pilot high and deep.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Mr. Hendry?
Yes?
Let me just do this right now. Get it over with. There you go. You just made an ass out of me. Thank you. Congratulations.
How am I making an ass out of you?
By playing that music that sounds like I'm in the middle of a cartoon. When I am trying to...
You're the guy that's running cow sound effects while that lady from Kansas was talking. You can... listen to that.
All right, I'll turn it off. I'm sorry. God... have a cow. I'm playing the sound effect. You're giving birth to one. Who's worse? I'd like your callers to decide.
Oh, boy, man. You are...
No.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Maria, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
Hey, you know what? This has just become surreal. At first, I thought he was just insane, and now I'm afraid.
Ma'am, I don't think it's surreal to say we've got an immigration problem that is bankrupting our state. Bankrupting.
Well, let's back up a little bit.
And I don't know.
If you wanted to deal with that problem, you've insulted so many people that the people who might have agreed with you on any level.
With me? There isn't one brown skin that's called in. Not one that's agreed with me. Hello? Hello?
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.